seated. Now, Gail is going to come and read for us from John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 25. You might like to turn to it. It's on page 1070 in the Bibles. John chapter 6, verse 25, page 1070. Now, it says, when they found him, that's the crowd that has been fed by Jesus at the feeding of the 5,000. So the they is the crowd, and the him in this first line here is, of course, Jesus. Thank you, Gail.
When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when do you get here? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Gail, and thank you to you for your generosity. I'm sure those gifts will make a real difference to many people who are struggling. Now, I want to focus with you particularly on just this one verse. Jesus said, do not work for food that spoils, but for food which endures to eternal life, which I, the Son of Man was one of Jesus' favourite titles for himself, taken from the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament, that food which endures to eternal life, which I, the Son of Man, will give you. Do not work for food that spoils. Now let's have the next slide up. I thought it was just worth saying for those who are teenagers, or those who are thinking of being teenagers, that God is really for hard work. In fact, the Bible says, if a person will not work, he shall not eat. Now, obviously, there are some people who can't work. They may be disabled or elderly, or they've got other caring commitments or something, need to be cared for and helped by others. But if a person just refuses to work, is lazy, wants to sit around all day and do nothing, the Bible says, well, that person can't necessarily expect other people to feed them and provide for them. Harvest reminds us that our food, which we depend on and enjoy, requires an awful lot of hard work from lots of different people for it to be produced and to get to us, doesn't it? So just think about the food that you've eaten in the last week. What are some of the things that were required for you to enjoy that food? Can you think of anything? What had to be... Yeah, go on. Weed. Yeah, so when the crops were grown in the field, there could be weeds and people had to come and pull out the weeds. Fantastic. Very good point. Yes. Other things that had to be done. All sorts of things around growing, aren't there? Like weeding. Jonathan Austin. Okay, yeah. So all sorts of preparing the ground and sowing, that sort of thing. Yeah. Obviously, it's no good if it remains in the field, is it? So you've also got to harvest it, of course, which is no doubt a great big rigmarole. Johnny, you've got something to say? Yeah, you've got to pick it, harvest it, yeah, and then obviously it's no good just staying there, is it? Some more things have probably got to happen. Got to be processed in some way, maybe packaged, distributed, perhaps caught, or, you know, there's all sorts of things that so many people have to do to get our food. So today is a day to say thank you to God for our food, but also to think of all those who've contributed from field to fork or sea to fork or whatever it is. We should, of course, work for our food. But Jesus says, do not work for food that spoils. I guess what he really means is do not work only or above all for food that spoils. Now, I've just got to go and put on some protective clothing at this point. So just talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Oh, someone's moved my props. I hope you haven't changed it into a harvest display. Here we go. So, I knew all this stuff would come in handy during COVID. So, just got some lovely marigolds I'm going to put on for safety. This very high-spec protective apron. I'm sending my eye on this one, but there we are. No one will notice. Well, it's quite hard to tie with marigolds. Might need a helper. And I've got quite a few leftover masks, so I thought I would just put on a mask. John will probably tell me it's the wrong way round or something. There we go. And I'm just going to put the microphone back on, so hopefully this won't make a terrible noise. Here we go. Right. And I've got some tongs. I should say that this is all entirely at your own risk, okay? Probably should have got you to sign some kind of legal declaration as you arrived today. So, all food will spoil eventually, won't it? I suppose even if you freeze dry it, or freeze it, or tin it, or whatever, eventually it will spoil. I've got some bread here that I've had in my study for just over a week now. Who knows how long it was in the kitchen before that. But it's just got some green spots. You probably, can you see this? Boys, just, I won't come too close. I'm going to leave it in the bag today. I got this stuff out at Bover Street, and I must say it's begun to whiff slightly. But can you see the spots on that? Doesn't look very delicious, does it? Can you see this, kids? Yeah, this bread has spoiled, hasn't it? Yeah. But then, yeah, but that was the mild one, because look at this for a bit of That was once bread. That's been there 2 and a bit weeks in my study. And can you see it's the most alarming green colour? Can you see it? Looks really, really disgusting, doesn't it? So, all food will spoil eventually. And things can go wrong with technology as well. So all food eventually will spoil. And Jesus says, don't work only or above all for food that will spoil. Now I guess, actually, Jesus is not only thinking about food here, is he? He's saying, certainly don't just live for filling your face. There's more to life than a full stomach and a really delicious dinner. But this is all sort of picture language, isn't it? Do not work only or above all for things that spoil. Actually, if we think about everything in this world, most things don't last forever, do they? Elsewhere, Jesus spoke about treasure. Do you remember this in the Sermon on the Mount? He said, make sure your treasure is in heaven and not on earth. Because on earth, moth and rust destroy. And thieves break in and steal. The only real secure treasure that we know will last forever is the treasure which God keeps for us in heaven. So he's saying something similar here. Don't work only for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Is it... Okay. So this would be a picture of a loaf of bread. Jesus says there is a food which endures to eternal life. Jesus, the bread of life. Notice he says the bread of life. Doesn't say the cake or the jam sandwich of life. When Jesus says he's the bread of life, he's saying here's something really essential, what you really need. If he was an Italian, I guess he would have said, he's the pasta of life. Or if he was Chinese, he might have said, he's the rice of life. Or if he is Irish, he might have said, he's the potatoes of life. Jesus is what you really need. Jesus is not an optional extra. Jesus is really essential. And he says he's like the manna that came down from heaven. Now, can you tell us all about the manna? About manna? What is it? They said. This is what manna means, isn't it? But what was the manna?
Bread.
Bread, yeah, kind of bread, breadish. Called the bread of angels or the bread of heaven in the Bible. And who had it and when? The people when they were in the desert. Do you know what people? People of Israel. And this desert, it was between... They'd come out of...
Egypt.
And they were going to... Israel, yes, they were the people of Israel, weren't they? Going to the promised land of Canaan and Israel and so on. So, the manna was the bread which God's people ate in the wilderness when they'd come out of slavery in Egypt and they were going to the promised land. So Jesus says, well, I'm the manna. I'm the bread from heaven. I'm actually the one who will keep you going, set you free from sin, and bring you to the promised land of heaven and the new creation. See, Jesus doesn't actually just give us stuff. Above all, he gives us himself. He laid down his life for us. He says, I am the bread of life. I'm the one you really need. It's fantastic to have all God's gifts today, isn't it? Which we celebrate at harvest. But how much better to have God himself, to have the Lord Jesus Christ. And part of the wonderful news here is that this is a gift. Did you notice Jesus said, do not work for food that spoils, but work for the food that endures to eternal life, which I, the Son of Man, will give you. You know, our salvation is not actually something we merit or deserve or earn. We haven't got to work our way into God's good books. In fact, he gives us Jesus, he gives us new life, gives us salvation as a free gift. Jesus says in verse 29 that the work of God is to believe in the one he sent. What work does God want you to do? Well, above all, he wants you to believe in Jesus, to put your trust in him. And the Bible tells us that if we do that, we will never hunger or thirst again, we will be satisfied. You know, nothing in this world can ever ultimately and forever satisfy us. Only Jesus can. Jesus said, do not work only or above all for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which I, Jesus, the Son of Man, will give you. Well, let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We pray that you would help us to trust in him. Thank you that we can be satisfied in him, that we can be sure that he can get us to the promised land of heaven and the new creation, that he is all that we need.